Hello everyone, I love you, hope you're all doing well and enjoy these stories. Make sure you check out the podcast in the description and my Instagram at Joe the Insomniac. Speak to you all soon. My dad grew up in a foresty area in Queensland, Australia, as the son of a great forest ranger. My whole life, I spent a lot of time out in that forest camping and driving through parts of the forestry that only rangers would travel through, and only very occasionally. One place that Dad loves to take us is a little farm in the middle of the forest that was impossible to find if you don't know the way. Locals called the place Spike's Hut. Spike was a local farmer who had lived down there for decades up until the 90s. He had a reputation for being abusive, violent, bigoted, and not really caring about men of the law. He had a habit of approaching guys in bars who were wearing earrings and tearing them straight out, and a few stories about people who displeased him disappearing. Basically, Spike wasn't a nice guy, and his farm and hut reflect that very well. My dad would take us up there every time we visited the forest, and the hut would be in a worse and worse condition every time we went there. Now, we always had a strange feeling like we're being watched there, even though Spike was long gone. As I got older, I became more aware of signs of life in the place when we visited. There would be 44 gallon drums of full smashed up beer bottles. Fire pits were reasonably fresh with coals around them. Someone was definitely out there. God knows why. The place is literally a snake pit. But my dad didn't seem concerned. On one trip when I was a teenager, things got strange really quick. My friends and I all piled into my dad's 4x4 and were driving through the bush to Spike's so Dad could tell his scary Spike stories and freak us out. We drove onto the property and something immediately caught my eye. Up on the hill opposite Spike's hut, there appeared to be a cowboy, slumped against a log, with a hat covering his face. Just sleeping. Now something about his body position appeared unnatural and uncomfortable. It wasn't the way you'd be sat if you're taking a casual nap in the middle of a working day. And even if it was, there was no reason for anyone to be out there. The farm was long defunct and there was no forest business to be taken there. I pointed it out to my dad, and instead of letting us out of the car at Spike's like he usually does, he said he wanted to keep driving through the farm to show us something. He maintained it's nothing to do with the figure. Now it's pretty creepy because all of us are seeing this. And of course, whatever he wanted to show us made up the point that he was actually driving away from the cowboy. Now when we come back, I spot the same cowboy slumped over again, never moving an inch, still in a very unnatural position. I yell out to my dad to stop, reminding him of the promise, but instead, he acts as though he can't hear me, locked the doors and drove off much faster. My friends and I all looked at each other in confusion, but we knew that when it came to this area, questioning my dad was futile at best and dangerous at worst. My dad denied any of the events of that day ever happening, but my friends and I all saw it. The thing I don't like is I never got an answer to it. So a few months later, we went out camping on our own to find Spike's hut. It took literally hours of driving through the forest to find the gate to Spike's property, but eventually, we found it without Dad's help. Something was off once we got there, more so than usual. My mate jumped out of the car, but suddenly frozen, not wanting to walk any closer to the hut for no visible reason. The vibe was just wrong that day, and it felt as though we walked into something that didn't belong to us. The tug in my gut to get out was strong, but I'd spent 2 hours trying to find the place and goddammit, I'm going to explore it. One of my friends acted brave and walked from the car to the hut with me, quickly acknowledging more and more signs of inhabitants, with knowing nods between us. We said nothing, but were on high alert. It felt like somebody could be back at any minute, or they never left, watching us as we poked around the debris. We walk up to the side of the hut to find a small shed with three walls. I heard my friend's voice go squeaky as he calls me over to look inside. On the ground, there's a massive pile of ashes from what looks like a cooking fire, and confirming this, there's a presence of a giant makeshift grill. Made from the cross-hatched wire, sitting over the fire, hinged to the shed walls. As I'm looking after this setup, I figure that whoever was here was using large chunks of their kill over the fire. But then my stomach dropped. As my eyes travel down the grill to the ground, I see a baby's sock. It's tiny pink and terribly out of place. Then another. Then a t-shirt. Then a ribbon from a child's hair, all sitting on the ashes. Next to it is a weekly Christmas cookbook. That's when the alarm bells went off in my head. I rounded up my mates to get out of there. Some ranger are all crazy bushy, hanging out at that trashed hut was one thing, but there was absolutely no reason for them things to be there. And there's no way anything good could have come from this. When we got back to the campground, we couldn't shake the feeling of being watched, and all of us are deeply unsettled. We pack up our stuff and decide not to stay for the night. When I got home, I tell my dad and he just shakes it off and says, "Weird stuff happens there." My name is Avi. When I was 6 years old, I lived in a small town in western Washington state. The city is very close to the forest area, and the population is mostly backwards, country type. In the year 1998, I think, I was living in town. A night came where something strange and unique happened. My mind couldn't really grasp what was happening, neither could the adults who witnessed it. My parents and grandparents, my uncle who's a police officer, and all of our neighbors witnessed a large number of green orbs glowing in the sky, moving around. They're around the size of a softball, maybe a little bigger. My mum reminisced in the night and told me about how they chased my grandmother's dig up the street and would pace the local traffic. A family friend admitted to seeing them in a nearby highway at night. My family has a very religious background, so they thought that these were sinister or evil. I vividly remember the green balls connecting in lines of five or so. They span around for a bit, then went free again. They would hover just above the street, up around the streetlights, just everywhere in between. My mum kept ushering my brother and I inside out of fear, but I wasn't afraid. This must have been because I was young and not really sure what was going on or aware of the danger, because there's at least 100 of them. I have theories about them, but I've never been able to find any other than encounters, so this is really an attempt to try and figure out exactly what they are. To the credit of my religious family, they didn't seem to cause the lights to leave. I remember the last I saw of them was my grandmother praying and telling them to go. They suddenly stopped all at once and shot up into the sky, disappearing forever. I've wanted to see them again ever since. I'm 27 now, and I'm still wondering what they were. The main theory is they're extraterrestrial. My mother supplements this because she remembers seeing a large spacecraft with lights in the sky. So I lived in the Midwest of the US. The street I grew up on wasn't the best neighborhood, but most parents trusted the kids to run wild, and we did. At the end of my block, there was an opening to a really densely wooded area, which is about a mile across both ways on outside of the train tracks. Once you cross them tracks, it's pretty expansive. I'd have to say at least 3 miles long from the tracks to the east. My friend and my sister and I would always hike on the smaller side. The woods were kind of weird. You could go in paths and come out somewhere completely different. I mean, it was almost like you were missing, and nobody could hear you. There were massive trees falling over all over the place, covered in maggots and spiders, as well as a bunch of nasty trash that people had just dumped in there. It was split up the middle, perpendicular to the train tracks, by a knee-deep creek, which actually ran red because of some of the soil. You could spend hours in there, just hiking for what seems like miles, only to come out to one end, nowhere near where you started. Now, only 30 minutes might have passed and you'd hear no animals, no birds in the trees, lizards or snakes, no stray dogs or cats. It's really creepy being there. Now, the first story is with my sister. I'll call her V. V comes home one day with buckets and a duffel bag filled with bones, and I mean big bones. Our best guess is again deer, because they look a little too bizarre to be human. These bones were picked absolutely clean. This isn't too big of a note, like, there's lots of bugs, but it's weird they have holes in them, like somebody's chewed on them. Now, not having seen any animal in the woods, it made it very confusing. Now, I want to state that we're not out in the sticks. This is in the dead center of a moderately sized city. Coyotes usually stick to cornfields, and we've never seen a dog in the woods before. It also makes no sense for a hunter to dump bones there, let alone anyone be hunting this far out of the season. Now, there's lots of other weird things that happen there. My sister brought others to the woods without telling them about it, and weird stuff happened. One friend claimed that she'd been licked by a dog through the tent, only to find footprints in the mud in the morning. Another one tried to leave at 4 a.m. because she swore she heard her mum calling her, even though her mum had no way of knowing where she was in the woods. And some other people have told me that they saw a boy crawl out of a river and under a tree. They took a photo of it, but I haven't been able to get a hold of it. I don't really know what's going on in them woods, but it terrifies me thinking of them to this day. My one experience in the woods that I'll never forget is when a man showed up at our group camping site and watched us behind different trees from a distance. A few of us said hello, but he wouldn't answer. Yet, he saw the kids. He tried to talk to them repeatedly. We're a big group of adults, but we had several children with us. So, one of the guys from the group confronts him. He says, "Nah, I'm not watching," and walks away. Then later that night, he pulled up in a beat-up RV and parked, blocking us in, right next to our makeshift group site. The RV itself was bizarre and creepy. He had children's underwear on, and toys everywhere piled up. It was getting dark, and we're all around the fire when, suddenly, he walks up and stands in a little circle. He made a comment right off the bat. "All them little ones went to bed already," which freaks me out immediately. The guy asked him to leave, and one of the guys says to him that he has to leave now. About a half hour later, I could see him standing off behind a tree smoking. I mean, I couldn't see him, but I can see the glow of the cigarette. He's just sitting there chain smoking. It was unnerving, in the middle of nowhere, and we're being watched by a man who seemed to be focused on our kids. Not to mention that, out of the three other families we're with, my family of four was the only one in a tent, which didn't feel as safe as an RV slash camper there with him. I went to bed with our two kids, so they're not alone. Our tent was the furthest from the site, away from the fire. Shortly after the kids fell asleep, I heard crunching in the woods and around our tent, and I called my husband's name, thinking he was stumbling in the dark looking for our door. He doesn't answer. I unzip the door and shine the light around, and what do I see? The creepy guy. I instantly jump up and start screaming. All the guys come out, and the creepy guy's just stood there staring at us. not even explaining himself. He then turned and ran. I was beyond done now. We pack up all our stuff and crammed it into the car, pleading with our friends to just leave, but they won't. I was the only adult there who hadn't been drinking. No one could drive home. So I had to drive so awake. Just so alert and terrified. Our friends that stayed did have guns, and they all had secure campers to stay in. They ended up coming home the next night. I live in a small village surrounded by a lot of countryside. There isn't really much to do around here besides for going for walks in the woods or down trails. Occasionally, you'll find an old pair of shoes out in the woods, always a pair together just left there. The first time I saw it, I was with my mum, and I saw a pair of women's shoes left in the mud, and my mum said that we need to start walking faster, and started looking behind her often. I asked her why would somebody leave their shoes there, and she said, "We don't talk about that around here," and basically just left it at that. I was so confused and tried to bring it up again later, but she wouldn't answer, and she pretended that she didn't know what I was talking about. I then asked a friend, and she said that she saw a pair of shoes left in a puddle when she was walking her dog. She said her mum told her not to walk near that area again, but never said why. Everybody seemed to know about this, which is very strange. I asked my grandfather and he said that nobody really speaks of this and you don't want to know about it. Now I'm going to walk my dog there and see if I can find any more shoes because I need to know what's going on. For a bit of context, I live in northwestern Georgia in the middle of nowhere. It's on a weird cul-de-sac with houses only on one side and woods all around it. Other than the houses, there's woods everywhere around us. The area is not known to have any bears, no wolves or coyotes, and our coyotes are rather small and very shy, as the deer are too. I even contacted a local DFW and they said that there was nothing bigger than coyotes and deer out there. So I take out my dog into the yard to pee 2 or 3 times after dark. I put them on a split leash and normally they wander around the yard for a bit and they find a spot, but that time has come to an end. I don't dare step off the patio now. For the past few weeks, my dogs have been acting really odd when it comes to going out at night. They want to go out front, but since my landlord doesn't let them ruin the front lawn, I have to drag them to the back door, and they refuse to step out most times, especially my younger dog. They want to stay close to the house and are very alert. They will lunge towards the woods at random, start barking like crazy. I would normally call this off to be wildlife, but it's been getting really weird. And normally if there's something like a rabbit, they're very easily shushed and redirected. Now I've heard whatever it is walking right at the edge of the woods. It doesn't have the typical 4B of a four-legged animal, and it's not scared of my dogs or me. I could hear it's heavy by the way the leaves crunch and the branches snap. It's not scared of the dogs or me shouting, and it does not leave. If it's there at 9 p.m, it'll be there at midnight and then at 2 a.m. always at the edge of the woods, and I can feel a difference myself too. Even when I go out alone, it's almost as though I can feel when it's there. I'm normally very relaxed, in my yard even at night, but then I'll get this back shuddering, weird feeling that I cannot shake. Now my dogs will go crazy when inside, seemingly at random, standing at the window barking out to the woods. I've been out there during the day, looking for things like fur scraps, scat, stag, or claw marks, etc, but nothing's even showed up, not even footsteps. I thought maybe it was a person even. I'm really trying to figure out what this is, but I only come to dead ends. usually left with more questions than answers. I literally have no idea what this is or when it's gonna stop. I just hope whatever it is not malicious. So a buddy of mine and I were hiking through the woods when we hear this sound that sounds like electricity. I mean, a lot of it. We'd been hiking for days and were in the middle of nowhere on the Appalachian Trail. So we followed the sound and found an overgrown trail that led to a clearing with an old barn in it. The barn was a mound of dirt and was a kind with big space in the middle. As we got closer, the sound got louder and louder. And quickly, we realized the entire dirt mound was covered in mud wasps. Literally thousands of them. I've never seen anything like it. But there's more. As we circled around, we noticed another trail and followed it to a tiny old cabin built by the Boy Scouts, but I mean literally built hundreds of years earlier. And we decide to stay there for the night because it's getting late. So we built a fire. And just before it gets dark, we heard a noise, and out of the bushes comes an old man with two of those metal hiking poles. He ended up sitting around the fire for a long time, telling us about the area, and suddenly, he got up and said goodbye, and it's pitch black so we can't even see where he'd gone. The next morning, we look around and there's no signs of him whatsoever, not even footprints outside of our own. There was obviously no trail. I don't know what to think of it. It makes no sense how there's no evidence of him. I don't really believe in ghosts, but it really shook me up. In 2016, I was camping in my troop around the Daintine area of Australia. On the night of my 21st birthday, my partner and I decide to go down to the beach and smoke a bit. We soon realize this is done because of crocodiles. It's a fairly remote beach, backing out onto a rainforest with a few buildings down the southern end. So we're sitting up near a tree line in the shadows from the moonlight, having a chat, having a smoke when we hear the sound of twigs breaking around and leaves crunching. We both spring around and look behind us, walking backwards towards the beach. We don't see anything initially and just assume it's a bird or an animal. We walk a few meters down to the beach. Now, about 5 minutes after sitting down, a man walks out from the rainforest from exactly where we previously were. We weren't expecting to see anyone, so we shuffle back to the safety of the shadows. The man takes off his shirt and just kind of rolls around in the shadows and the shallow part of the water. It's really strange. He does this for about 5 minutes, gets up, stands in the water and faces the ocean for another 5 minutes. He's looking in our direction and takes a few steps forwards. He bends down and picks up what we assume is a coconut, which causes my partner to stiffen up a bit. He stands there with the coconut, staring towards us for a while. We're sure he can't see us in the shadows, but we're starting to doubt it. I can sense my partner starting to get scared. He felt around for a big stick that's behind him and says, "Get ready to run." After maybe 3 or 5 minutes, the man drops a coconut or whatever it is and walks back to the beach. We start to rise up with the stick. But the man walks straight past us and back into the rainforest. We book it back down to the beach to the car and drove back to our campsite in Daiwan, feeling pretty rattled. We've come to the conclusion that he must have been on drugs or was just completely off his head. We have no idea what he was doing, and I have this strange feeling that he did actually see us.